Alliant Energy received a $30 million federal grant for a 200 megawatt-hour storage system in Columbia County. The U.S. Department of Energy says it would be the first to use a carbon dioxide-based energy storage system at a commercial scale. Mike Bremmel is with Alliant Energy. He says the storage site should be online in 2026, the same year the utility plans to retire a nearby coal plant.
Optimizing the use of that location, as well as the access to the transmission grid for storage of the renewable energy.
The facility will turn carbon dioxide into a liquid. When energy is needed, it converts that CO2 back into a gas to power a turbine that generates electricity. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.